Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity. Right here at the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's how you win, right? I mean, seriously. The way you win is by being informed. Don't let them get away with misinformation. Right? And when I say them, you know what I mean. I mean, seriously. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, spending with us, and getting all caught up. Yo, MyPillow.com still there. Mike Lindell still making it easier. For people like me to be able to make a few bucks here and there, because we can't do it. I mean, Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them made it almost impossible for us to make it, you know, conservative commentators to make money online. So if you head over there, I don't want you. I mean, thank you, bless you guys that donate to the show. I love it. I appreciate it so much. I know that, you know, times are tough right now, and people are giving what they can, and that's great. But, you know, if you go there and you need pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, mattress covers, anything along those lines, right? I make a few bucks off and you get a good product. And I so much appreciate anything you do that makes it better, right? Anyway, got a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff today. You know, they won't tell you these stories, and you know it. Like today, right? The Trump, during when he came out of the courthouse, there were massive, not a little bit, massive cheers for him when he came out. I'm sorry, when he arrived there, not when he came out. And the Harlem crowd was chanting USA, USA, and Trump, 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 we love you. You know those guys inside were dying. Right? Their stomachs were just curling. And we hear how Joe is running, and you get the commentators there going, well, Donald Trump is protecting or trying to protect himself from these criminal charges. Joe Biden's out running the country. My God. Is anybody paying attention? Bridges shut down. I mean, seriously, this is running the country? People screaming about how much they paid in taxes yesterday. Even my CPA, who I spoke with, said, yeah, people were shocked at how much more that they had to pay. They weren't ready for it. I mean, nobody was ready for it. You know, because and now he's talking about raising taxes again. This doesn't work. It never has. Even John Kennedy, or Jack Kennedy, excuse me, knew it. Right? They were chanting, "We love you, Trump. We love you, Trump. We love you, Trump." 51-year-old Jose Alba stabbed his attacker several times in self-defense, and now he's at Rikers Island jail facing murder charges. But Alba fatally stabbed Austin Simon, 35, a career criminal who violently attacked him behind the counter last Friday night. The girlfriend got in an argument. The disgruntled woman then left the bodega, ran home, and for all intents and purposes, this guy, Alvin Bragg, charged Jose Alba with murder when he clearly, all the videos showed that he acted in self-defense. Come on, think this thing through. Now, Bragg later had to drop the charges because the community was so loud in his face. He doesn't. He even looks like there's something wrong with him. Bragg does. Don't you think? Have you seen him? It's scary. It is scarier. Is that a word? Scarier than heck. It really is. You know, and again, I say to you guys, if we don't take this on, he's right when Trump says the attack is not against him, it's against us. He's not kidding. Take your time. Go look at what the DAs, those Soros DAs as they're called, take your time and go look and see how many, the subway guy, I don't know if you guys caught that, where he was protecting people in the subway. He put the guy in a choke. He put the assailant in a chokehold and held him until the cops got there. And who got arrested? The guy protecting the people. We go after the cops. We go after patriots. We go after real Americans. And everybody else gets a free pass. If you're here illegally, right? You're taking our money. Yeah, you're a saint. God, it doesn't get any better than that. Think it through. Stop with the political ideology and think through truly what's going on. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation, right? We want you part of the conversation. We want you part of the solution. I know, I say it all the time, but I mean it. I mean, it's a way that we win. It is a way that we make a difference. Right? Otherwise, what is it? What do we do? I mean, that sincerely. Right? So get informed, get engaged, figure it out. And we can move on from there. All right. I was talking about how Donald Trump, they were loving him at the court today. And I think I can play some of this as he's getting out of his truck. I don't know what to call those things. That's exactly what they are. The beast. the Secret Service with him, protecting him. Take a listen for a minute. Let's see if we can catch some of the excitement. Come on, give me a... You don't get that when people hate you. You don't... And these are... You know, again, if these people were cheering for Joe Biden, right, they would be patriots. They would be heroes, according to the Dems. But they're not. They're sick people. Katie Couric called them sick people. Yeah, it truly is.
President Trump greeting the fans that...
Right. I mean, these people love this guy. Now, whether you do or don't, I really don't care. I mean, again, if he's not for you, he's not for you. But you cannot... There is no way that anybody with any kind of IQ level, any kind of intelligence level whatsoever is going to tell you, that we're better off today than we were 4 years ago. 5 years ago, whatever. Right? You know, today there was also audio. I was talking to a group of guys about this earlier. But there was audio on questions being asked. This had to do with the January 6th obstruction charge. And, Gorsuch was having none. I mean, absolutely none of the craziness that was going on today in the courtroom. And he threw out several meaningful real-life incidents involving these quote-unquote left-wing figures, including the unlawful sit-ins during a trial, which occurred during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing in 2018. Anybody go to jail for that? How about Jamal Bowman pulling a fire alarm to prevent a critical vote to keep the government open? Or hecklers during the State of the Union address? These were all... Every one of these interrupted a government procedure. Of course, at the Solicitor General, Elizabeth Prologer, whether those actions would qualify for 20-year prisons. She tried to spin her way out of it. She claimed that the DOJ would need to prove corrupt intent, and whether these incidents qualified as a meaningful disruption of the proceedings. Whoa. Let's see if I can spin this up and you can hear this.
If I might. So what does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt, would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst,
okay,
we don't think it falls within the
outburst. My outbursts require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
So, with some of them, it would be...
Seriously, he's asking real questions here because those were real situations where the procedure was stopped. They had to stop with the voting. They had to stop with the hearings. But that's okay. Not a problem. Right?
Be necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protests outside
assume,
the courthouse, we have to show that, yes, they
I
were
think
aiming
I've
at
shown,
the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly. And this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also. But we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
We and went around that tree yesterday.
I know. I heard the argument yesterday. But I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of
so
those protesters had corrupt intent.
So mostly peaceful protests that actually obstructs and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that
I don't know. It sounds like it to me, but maybe not. I don't know. She's trying hard. He's not letting her out. He's not letting her get away with it, and I think that's wonderful.
That's a high
bar. They intend to do it, all right.
I mean, this gives you some insight, true insight, as to how these people operate. And yes, I said it, how these people operate. Because they're going to try to take Trump down any way they can. And as far as I'm concerned, no, seriously, this is the way things need to roll out. Right? This is the way that things need to play out so that you get to hear, truly hear, how corrupt they are. Show me in your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump returned to a New York City courtroom Tuesday for day two of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. A total of 96 New Yorkers were brought in as prospective jurors, but 50 were immediately dismissed when they said they couldn't be fair and impartial. The House presented articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to swiftly move to dismiss the charges. Tuesday brought another round of questioning on Capitol Hill for Secretary Mayorkas, Republicans pressing him on a surge of illegal immigration, particularly people whose names are on the terrorist screening database.
If an individual is on the terrorist screening data set and they pose a threat to national security, they are a priority.
Congressman August Pfluger of Texas pushing for a public hearing to compel the secretary to disclose information about people crossing the border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Stay involved, stay engaged. Seriously. Right? Make sure you have the information you need. You know, I'm serious. Get the and when you get the information, when you know what's going on, then it makes it a lot easier to operate, does it not? Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. If you missed it, it was Gorsuch that listed multiple cases at today's hearing at the Supreme Court. And he was asking questions that, hey, made all the sense in the world to me. I don't know about you. They weren't that hard. She was, the Solicitor General was pushing that, you know, that there's really nothing wrong here, and the J6 people belong to stay in jail. That, in essence, what she was pushing, right? And she said, because, you know, there was they obstructed a congressional proceeding. They obstructed a official proceeding. Which is really funny because, you know, Gorsuch asked her simple questions. Well, would a sit-in at a trial, the Kavanaugh protest, would that be a 20-year sentence? Well, how about pulling a fire alarm? Representative Bowman, he got off with a slap on the wrist. It's quite sick. There should have been no reason for that. He should have been censured and removed. He knew exactly what he was doing. That way, hey, you would have done that. The left would have done that to anybody on the right. How about hecklers in the crowd when they were shutting down the congressional hearings also with the pro-Palestinians? Right? And then, let's not forget those mostly, quote-unquote, peaceful protests. I guess when the police station is on fire behind you, that's a problem, right? It's okay. Just amazing. But now they do it right in front of our faces because, frankly, you don't have a Department of Justice that's going to do anything about it. Absolutely nothing. Because they're on his team. They like what he's doing. They're petrified of Trump. Right? That simple. No, I'm sorry. I got to take a breath once in a while because it drives me nuts. Well, Justice Clarence Thomas, he also grills the DOJ lawyer on the January 6th obstruction statute that could torpedo Jack Smith's DC case. See, what everybody's afraid of is if the Supreme Court comes back and rules on this quickly, this could be a problem for them. Really. And let me get back up there where I was. Sorry. Now, they heard oral arguments today in Fisher versus United States. Now, however corrupt it was, it alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object or attempt. This is the Jack Smith case. Or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding, to otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so. I mean, these are wide. Shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. They'd love to put him in jail, wouldn't they? Even overnight, they would love to. Now, the Supreme Court's going to issue a decision on the Fisher versus United States this summer, which means hundreds of J6 cases could be upended. As well they should be. Many of them should be. Now, look, some of those were charged with more than one thing. But this part of it, which is a 20-year issue, that's going to be changed. Now, Biden's DOJ has charged more than 300 J6ers with 18, the code that charges, I want to make sure I get this right because I don't want to screw this one up. The J6ers with 18 U.S.C. 1512. Additionally, two of the four charges against Trump and Jack Smith's DC case, a conspiracy to obstruct. So the Supreme Court's ruling could torpedo the special counsel's case against Trump as well. Now, Thomas, he grilled the DOJ Solicitor General Elizabeth Pulogar as she droned on and on and on about the government is fairly using the 1512 statute to prosecute hundreds of J6 defendants for merely walking through the Capitol. Justice Thomas pointed out that there have been many, many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings. He included the Kavanaugh hearings. He went on to say there have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings. Has the government applied this provision to other protests in the past? This is what I've been looking for. No, really, in all seriousness. When Brad Dickens comes on, I'll talk to him about it as well. But this is what I always say. Look, how do you apply it to one and not the other? How do you nail one person and not the other? I mean, that's unfair. Stealing is stealing is stealing. Killing is killing is killing. Now, right, there's different reasons or there's different circumstances around it. But something as simple as getting in the way of these proceedings, interrupting these proceedings, is a big deal. Especially if you're going to use it on one and not the other. Come on. I'm trying to get you guys to be honest with yourselves, too. It works for everyone or works for no one. Justice Thomas asked if the government had ever used this provision for other protesters. Pulogar broke her back trying to explain to the Supreme Court why leftist protesters weren't prosecuted on January 6th. I mean, she she was just all over the place. Now, Special Counsel Jack Smith suggested that he will ignore the Supreme Court if it reverses the obstruction statute this summer. Well, see, all of them now are doing this, and it's okay. I don't hear any of the Democrat commentators saying anything. Right? Think about it. So he's going to ignore the Supreme Court. Joe Biden has ignored the Supreme Court. Other DAs have... How come they're not in handcuffs? Why isn't somebody raiding their house at 5 o'clock in the morning? I'm curious. Smith claims the obstruction charges will still stand against Trump because the alternative electoral certificates represent documents that were fraudulently used in an official proceeding. Really, what documents were those? These papers weren't even sent or signed by Trump. Jack Smith is the only one. Look, I hate to break this to Jack because, you know, he's been around a long time. Right? But any of those papers, any of the official government papers, can be classified, declassified, unclassified, overclassified by Trump. He has a right to have them. And Jack Smith, remember, he's not the only one that said he would go around the Supreme Court, that he really didn't care. Last month, the U.S. attorney from D.C., Matthew Graves, I think it was, he fired a warning shot to the U.S. Supreme Court, and J6er serving time for the same thing, for 18 U.S.C. 1512. Right? He's going to blow them off, too. So if Supreme Court is, see, this is what they don't get either. If the Supreme Court is not going to be heard or adhered to, then why should we do it? No, come on, think about it. Why should we do it? At that point, who cares? Why does it matter? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you win. How we win as a whole. And they are right. If you had, and we've had many of them. We've had many of these protests across the country. Many of these protests have happened, during proceedings. Where people have had to be dragged out. And I guess that's okay. As long as you're a registered Democrat and you're active in the party, it's okay. It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. That's joe@joemessina.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus will join us in the next hour from Pacific Justice Institute to, you know, to discuss a lot of the, well, not much legal stuff going on, right? But to discuss some of the legal stuff going on in the courts, what it means for Trump, what it means for all of us. You know, really, when you see some of these proceedings and what's going on, you know, how many times this judge in the New York case with Trump, yeah, he's ruled against them every time without really even hearing them out. He's already got his mind made up. You can see it on his face. Really that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, I don't care, texting, tweeting, Xing, Ying, whatever it is. There was, as you know, pro-Palestinian protests all over the country yesterday. Good thing to do is to slow people down on tax day while they're trying to go to work. Very exciting. Very smart move. Probably bought a lot of sympathy, right? There's a video of a pro-Palestinian protester who shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, right, in Oakland. A clip shared by the official X account of the California Highway Patrol showed one agitator screaming in apparent pain as officers cut a piece of concrete reinforcement that he had held on to. Right? He was trying to make it so his removal was really tough. Now, the video shows the CHP officers ordering the man to simply let go of the rebar. And he refused to do it. It was not immediately clear that the man was on the Golden Gate Bridge or part of the blockage on the Bay Bridge. You couldn't really tell at that point. There's a couple of officers pleading with him, let go of the rebar. You're not going to be able to stay. We're going to get you out. Let go of the rebar. So the young man starts screaming, let go, you're hurting me. Why are you twisting my hand? It's like, because you're a Maroney. Let go. They're going to get you one way or the other. Right? Well, they got him. They cut the rebar. They got him out of there. It didn't do any good. It didn't help. It makes their point worse. Seriously. And again, it's one of those things where if you're trying to build sympathy for your case, this is not working. You're losing all the way around. All right, Wisconsin sex offender who identifies as a transgender vamp. Okay, already they need some serious help. A Wisconsin sex offender who identifies as a transgender vampire convicted of sexually assaulting a disabled minor is now charged with murder. Right, so Adam Sabrina Hetk, 35, was convicted last week of first-degree sexual assault by threatening the use of a dangerous weapon and secondary assault of a mentally ill victim for an attack on a 16-year-old. Developmentally disabled 16-year-old. God. Hetk was already a registered sex offender and was released from prison in November of 2020. The Waukesha County Freeman reports, according to the complaint in the case, Hetk met a 16-year-old girl with cognitive disabilities at a Waukesha gas station back in 2021. He went to her nearby home. He allegedly sexually assaulted her while keeping a knife nearby and threatened to use it before she jumped out of the bedroom window. Right? Now, the victim said that he told her that he was a vampire and that he would bite her if she didn't do what he wanted. God, is she is mentally disabled. So you can kind of giggle about it because whatever, but she would have no way, from what I'm reading here, of being able to pull it all together, right? Now, this self-described vampire is also facing homicide charges in Milwaukee for the April 21 death of Vidal Thompson Moody, 28, who also had a cognitive disability. He likes to pick on people that have disabilities. What a man. What a whatever. I don't even know if it's a he or she. Now, the victim in that case was possessed by a demon, according to the vampire, and began stabbing himself in the chest with tongs. She was able to exorcise the demon, but the demon then caused the victim to wrap a cord around his neck and pull the ends. God bless. This gets better. These people need help. People around them knew they needed help, right? But nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to step up. Nobody wants to do anything. And he starts screaming in court. He says, I killed him. God can't bring him back, but I can because I'm the devil. So he's a vampire, a devil, and something else. I don't even know. Can't keep up. And yet he got no help. All that time in school and other places, he got no help. I don't even know how you deal with that. I mean that sincerely. I don't even know how you deal with that. Because some of you guys don't believe in spiritual situations. All right, then what else is that? It's not normality. Obviously, this person has some real a real mental illness. Did anybody help there? No, really. Did anybody help there? I don't think so. All right. An article on the Gateway Pundit. Kind of interesting. goes on to talk about the California economy, and it should serve as a cautionary tale for the rest of the country. I've always said, if you really want to see how Democrats deal with the government and what they'll do to your state, your country, your whatever, just look at California. We're in a world of hurt. We're in a bad way. Now, the economy in California is, again, what are we, $70-some-odd billion now in the hole and climbing? You look at the negative impact of illegal immigration combined with the liberal social welfare programs that we have. Now they're talking about reparations. They got no money. Where are they going to get this money? You cannot keep taxing the people. It doesn't work. And I know, when you read the letters from our founding fathers, they wanted us to keep more of our money. They wanted us to keep more of our liberties and our life. Not this government. Not these governments. Not anymore, no. If you ever turned the United States into California, my God, we would be in a massive mess. Increasing a labor pool through illegal immigration drives down wages, right? The most basic law of economics, supply and demand, states that when supply increases and demand remains the same, price goes down. You need water to live, but water is cheap because there's a large supply. Gold and diamonds are less. I mean, run it through your head. Think it through. Legal immigrants will increase the supply of workers, which bring down the price of labor. Right? The wage. And it's true. Legal immigrants are concentrated in certain industries and in certain states at this point in time. The industries with the highest percentage of illegal immigrants are construction, cleaning, maintenance, food services, garment manufacturer, agricultural occupations. The Americans who were displaced from those industries went to work in other industries, increasing the quantity of labor and driving down wages. You want to stay with looking at California? I mean, some people think California is like a utopia. It's not, let me tell you. Okay, illegal immigrants comprise 9% of the population. Right? The market wage for workers was low because of the large pool of immigrants. The Democrat legislation addressed this issue by imposing a draconian minimum wage of $16 an hour for all workers and $20 for those who work in the fast food. I don't understand that. What are they, better than the other ones? California has very liberal unemployment and welfare rules. Right? As market wages drop, unemployment and welfare benefits increase. So you can be better off, if you can figure out a way to get on welfare, here in California, you can be better off money-wise. Right? In many of these states with Democrat governors, you can earn more on benefits than you can working. And giving them $20 an hour is not going to fix anything. Does absolutely nothing to make it better. Now, jobs in maintenance and janitorial services, they're not the highest paid, obviously. But there's plenty of job security in those jobs. Right? And you know what? And some of them have good benefits. The Americans who lost those career jobs to illegals can't make up the lost income by flipping burgers or that kind of thing. Right? Removing the illegal immigrants from the labor force will cause the natural rate of wages in landscaping, construction, maintenance to increase. And then maybe, just maybe, you'll get these people that they don't want to. It's better off for them to live on welfare or unemployment to come back to work. I'm not pulling this out of a dark place. These are proven processes. Be back in a little bit. Brad Dacus will join us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Lots going on in the law world. We can talk with him and work through and clean up. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Really, don't.